Chapter 2. The Hudson Family. The next day, Saturday, at 9 o'clock in the morning, Tori Hudson went downstairs. Her parents were already in the kitchen having breakfast and reading the newspaper. Tori was surprised to see her handsome brother Jay sitting with them. "All my friends think he's good-looking," Tori thought. "He could be a model with his blonde hair and blue eyes." "Good morning, everybody," she said. "Why are you here so late?" she asked Jay. "Haven't you got football practice?"
"There may not be any football practice this morning," Jay answered. "I was ready to leave the house, and then the phone rang. There's a lot of water on the football field, so it may be impossible to play."
"Oh no," said Tori. "You've got a big match this morning, and you usually practice before a game."
Jay looked sad. "They may cancel the match," he said. "We can't play when the field is very wet. Why does it always rain here in Manchester?"
"It's raining in London too, not just in Manchester," said Mrs. Hudson. "I heard the weather report on the radio."
Tori sat down at the table and took a cup of tea. She opened the newspaper at the fashion section.
"Look at this," she said,
pointing to an advert with a young man and woman dancing. The woman was wearing a lot of diamond jewellery. The man was tall and had blonde hair and blue eyes.
"The model in this advert is exactly like Jay," Tori said. "You could be a model like him, Jay."
The others looked at the photo and then continued eating breakfast.
"Yes, you're right, Tori. Jay looks exactly like that model," said Mrs. Hudson. "But Jay's got more important things to think about, like studying hard and going to university."
"Thank you for planning my life for me," Jay said sarcastically. Then he smiled at his mother. "Don't worry, Mum. I don't want to be a model," he said. "And I haven't got time for modelling. I study hard all week, and on Saturdays I play football and I'm with my friends. That's enough for me."
"Jay, have you sent your university application form yet?" Mr. Hudson asked.
"No, I haven't," said Jay. "And Dad, it's Saturday. I don't want to talk about school and university now."
"Why haven't you sent it?" asked Mrs. Hudson.
"Well, I've got a problem," said Jay. "I have to write about my interests and activities, and I can't think of anything exciting or special to write."
"You can write about football," said Mr. Hudson.
"That isn't special," said Jay. "Lots of boys play football. I have to find something special to write about."
"I know what you can write about," said Tori, laughing. "Tell them that you're the best-looking boy in the school and that all the girls are crazy about you."
Mr. and Mrs. Hudson laughed, but Jay's face became red.
"Very funny, Tori," he said sarcastically.
"Well, it's true," said Tori. "And Jay, my friend Gemma, is coming soon. You know how much she likes you."
"Oh, no. I have to go out," Jay exclaimed.
"Jay," said Mrs. Hudson, laughing, "you don't have to go out because Tori's friend is here."
"You could stay in your room and study," said Mr. Hudson. "That's a good thing to do on a rainy Saturday."
"But, Dad, it's the weekend," Jay protested. "I usually do something with my football friends on Saturday afternoons."
"Jay, I'm not telling you what to do," said Mr. Hudson. "But remember, you're in the final year of school now, and you have to study hard. Good marks are very important. They're more important than something special to write about yourself."
Just then, the phone rang. Jay went into the living room to answer it, spoke for a minute, and came back to the kitchen.
"That was the coach," he said, taking his jacket and his bag. there will be a match after all. The field seems to be okay. I'm going now. Have a great day, everyone. See you all later.
Oh, dear, said Tori. Gemma will be very disappointed.
Tori and Jay both started to laugh.